Our next paper is by Theodora Zeal of the University of Geneva, who will speak to us on a peculiar aspect of the cuneiform script, the Dery compound.
Okay. In this investigation, I'd like to reflect upon two points. The first relates to a particular type of complex logograms that are named Dery compounds by Assyriologists, after the incipit of the Dery lexical list. This category of compound logograms should be of interest in this context because, to my knowledge, there is no other script or no other ideographic script that has this type of word formation, and it requires an ideographic script. The second question I'd like to address is the ancient protagonist's viewpoint on the writing system. There is no evidence of a theory proper in ancient Mesopotamia on writing, as it seems to be the case in China. But the lexical tradition seems to be some sort of reflection that the Babylonians made on the writing system. And Nick Veldhuis has even called it the science of writing. So I'll talk about a bit about these lists. And finally, it's crucial to differentiate as far as possible all concepts from the concepts of the ancient scribes. And of course, this is an almost impossible task. So a few preliminary points. Science can be tackled from different perspectives. For example, one can consider the sole architectural point of view. And another way of tackling science is to add on to this interpretation. So if we first consider the sole architectural point of view of the sign, basically one can distinguish two fundamental levels. Say a simple sign that is like the smallest graphical entity, and then a complex sign that would be several of these entities put together. And this is very much like the Chinese writing system. So I won't discuss this. Many authors like that are here too have discussed this, like Jean-Jacques Lasner and Ushu Gong in particular. So the final point I would like to recall is that at the fully developed stage of writing, a sign can be read in three different ways, as one or several syllabograms, as one or several words, logograms, or as a semantic classifier. So this, you'll need this concept for what comes next. I've given you two definitions of a Dery compound, two modern definitions of Dery compounds on your handout, one by Antoine Cavignot and another by Miguel Civil. Basically, a Dery compound is a logogram that whose reading is not equivalent to the chain of readings of its constituents. The best example is C.A. Dery, which is the first item of the lexical list Dery. So it's written, the complex logogram Dery is written with this logogram C to fill and A water, and it's not read C-A, it's read Dery, and it means, in this case, to be in excess. So so this is the way we understand a Dery compound, modern Assyriologists. Another way of trying to grasp the concept is to try and consider the different lexical lists and see how does the Deary lexical list that contains this type of item, or what we define as this type of item, with other lexical lists. For instance, the easy lexical list that supposedly contains, I'm saying supposedly, with things are not so clear, items that are complex logograms that are read, the logograms are read one after another, like a usual sequence of logograms. And finally, I'd like to underscore that the above definitions imply that the Deary compound exists, only exists, if its components are considered as independent entities. And this, in the lexical tradition, this is verified later in the later tradition with the sign names. You can clearly see that the Deary's in the list are considered as sequences of logograms that are to be read differently. I'll go on. So now let's turn to the Babylonian lexical list. The definitions I just gave you are based on our modern understanding of the Mesopotamian script. They are also grounded for a large part on the comprehension of the lexical tradition. And in particular, certain types of lists, the syllabaries and the so-called acrographic lists. You've already heard of those. They're the lists that classify the signs according to the first sign. So you've already heard this, is a lexical list is an enumeration of words or an enumeration of signs that are placed one after another in column. And depending on the type of list and on the chronological period in question, the list may contain one or several subcolumns. In the latter case, the list looks like a table. The more ancient lists are single column enumerations of words, and as far back as we can read their content with certainty, they are written in Sumerian. Starting in the old Babylonian period, the list can exhibit the above-mentioned table structure, giving information on the central word of the pivotal word of the list. I'm going to give you an example in 2 minutes, but I'll first say a few words about lists of signs. There is little evidence of lists of signs in the archaic period, apart from a sign list from Ebla, giving also the names of the signs in Sumerian. And there's a very interesting list that might be a list of signs. But later on, when we understand things better, lists look like this. Use and format of the list also show discrepancies between one period and another. The AR list, you've already heard that the lists were very much of use in for teaching, in particular in the old Babylonian schools, to teach Sumerian writing to the apprentice scribes. In the old Babylonian period, the AR list consisted. So you've just seen this, I can skip this. There's also a canonical version of this list, that the canonical versions of the list contain more sub-columns, giving more descriptions on the items, and they're ordered in a fixed sequence, so there are no different traditions anymore. And the canonical versions are finished around the 12th century. So now the Dury list. So Dury compounds, how much time? Okay. Dury compounds already existed in the middle of the third millennium, and they may even have been in use at the very beginning of writing in archaic Uruk. However, evidence of the Dury list itself dates to the Old Babylonian period. We know of several old Babylonian lexical traditions which show quite similar structural characteristics. And we know that, it seems that Dury was taught in the Old Babylonian schools and in Ugarit after Ea and the acrographic list, the easy list I just talked about before, where you read the complex compound normally as a sequence of signs. So I've already said that our modern definition of Dury compounds depends strongly on our comprehension of the various lexical lists. For example, as I showed you, Ea is the list of basic signs, and the so-called acrographic lists, like Ibi, Kagal, and associated lists, are essentially composed of signs that are to be read and pronounced one after the other. Dury is the list of compound logograms that are not to be pronounced the way they are written. Or in a larger perspective, compound logograms with non-trivial readings. Let us note that although modern scholars give distinctive features to the various lists relative to writing, in fact there is no such clear cut between the items of the different types of lists. In other words, Ea does not only contain basic signs, it also gives some Dury compounds, and the same can be said for Ibi. The Dury list also enumerates compounds that are to be read as Ibi compounds. So, the difficulty now coming to the analysis of the content of the Dury lexical list. So the difficulty in the analysis of the list is due to the fact that there are, as I mentioned at the beginning, several possible readings for each character forming part of the compound. In other words, a compound might look like a Dury compound, according to the above definition, but after more careful analysis, might turn out to be either an easy compound or a phonetic writing. So what this is probably one purpose of the Dury list, is to show the difficulties in interpreting these complex logograms. I'm going to give you some examples now, just to be sure everybody's following and understanding these Dury compounds and why the difference from just a complex sign. To me, it's like another, an extra level of sign composition. You can compose basic units within a sign, and then you can compose these signs that can be logograms at a larger level, and you take the whole structure and you consider it as one thing. So maybe, that's how I see it. Okay, so the reading problem, I'll just say this quickly, maybe it's not going to be clear for everyone, but for example, Puzul 4 is written Ka by Gantu Gelu means the sign is turned around. The sign means once the second sign is in the first.
Actually, I've got,
that Pusha is actually a phonetic writing for Puza or Kuzka. So I'll just go on now to show you some typical Dury compounds, the ones that
much, Theodora.